Okay, shalom friends, thank you all for coming. If you need more chairs, there's a couple more chairs in the back. Today we are going to be doing Sugyas 31, 32, and 33. Achilas Klum Suha Mikdashin, Isser Hanab, Isser Orshav Suha Mikdashin, and Isser Hanab, Evid Vakum. Good? So we started really speaking out the Sugya of Achilas Klum Suha Mikdashin. So the Pasuk says, so the Gemara makes three limudim from that pasuk. Tizbach, when it comes to Suha Mikdashim, which gets something that you were Mukdash, that then gets a mum kavua. So it says Tizbach, and you can't use it for Giza. V'yachalta, v'lo l'klavecha, and basar, v'lo chalav. Good, so we're going to focus on Achilas Klavim, but just in general, what's the degree of Isser of being Gozes of Suha Mikdashim? At first glance, it seems like it's an Isser Asay. Except on the other hand, we know the pasuk says lo sagoz b'chor sonacha v'lo savod b'chor sharecha, that there's an iser giza, a real iser lo sase, when it comes to a b'chor that's not a psalm muktashim. So is it a new iser, or are we continuing the hemshech of the same iser of lo sagoz b'chor sonacha when it comes to psalm muktashim? That's one question. The second question is, the pasuk says basar v'lo chalav, but what exactly is the iser of basar v'lo chalav? Is it an iser to milk the animal, or is it an iser to drink the milk? Good, so those two things we'll deal with. They'll come up later on in the sugyas, Tosus Me'ila, and Tosus Chul, and really those we're going to deal with those things. But for now, we're going to discuss V'achal V'lo Klavecha. So what exactly is we're driving at? Is it that you have to eat the Psuah Mikdashim if you want to get rid of it, or are we just focusing on the Isser to give it to a dog? So we quoted the Gemara and Gimel, Rava, and discussing the Pasuk of V'Ameis Yielo. Right, so Rava says, it's not a case of Ameis Yielo. And so it sounds a lot like, if we say it's not a case of ACLO, then Psuah Mikdashim aren't considered yours. And so what does the Rava say in the Gemara over there? Rava says that you can't get Hana any other way. And so Rava seems to be saying that you can only eat the animal, that the whole Isser of Lo Chavecha is that you have to eat the animal, and you can't do it any other way. So we discussed then, kind of to get a little bit more of an idea of how to understand the din of Psuah Mikdashim and whether or not you have ownership over them. And if they're yours, we have to go to Gemara Pesachim, which discussed being Nana with Chametz Hekdesh on Pesach. How do you understand that din? Are you Chayiv Mi'ila or not? Right? Standard. So it's Machlokas Tanam whether or not you're Chayiv Mi'ila, and so the Gemara is just not sure what you are, what this revolves around. So first we say, maybe it revolves around whether you're Tzmuter Ba'na. Right? If it's Tzmuter Ba'na, so it's yours, Mi'ila, it'd be a problem. So Rabbi Yosef clearly holds that it's mutter b'hana, that chametz on Pesach is mutter b'hana. So the question is then, what's the mekor for the other tanaim? So Rebbe says, when it says lo sochel, lo se'achel means lo yane, or the pasuk says lo ye'achel, and that is, it's a difference in lashon, so that's what teaches us. But maybe it's not a din, that's not the machlokas. Maybe the machlokas is whether or not we say, kol ha-gor, ha-davar ha-gorim le-mamon, ki-mamon, right? Whether or not after Pesach, if it's going to be mutter b'hana, that should be the crux of the machlokas. But then, in the end of the day, it comes down to whether or not how you understand the Isser Hana of Chametz B'Pesach, right? Is it Mutar B'Hana? Is it Aser B'Hana? So the problem is, within that Gemara and Pesachim, everyone agrees you're allowed to use it for firewood. So now we have Machlokas Sugyas. In Bava Kamma, it sounds like you can't use it for anything, and that there is an Isser Gamor, Isser Legamre, to use it. But the problem is, in Pesachim, it says, yeah, no, you can't feed it to your dogs, but you're allowed to use it for firewood. So the question is, how do you understand these two Gemaras in light of one another? How do you understand the Gemara in Pesachim versus the Gemara in Bava Kamma? So we quoted two different Tosafim. The Tosafim in Bava Kamma, the Nun Gimel says, Inachanami, it's Machlokas HaSugyos. Right, when we said, it's Aser to feed the dogs, that meant it's Aser for everything. But the Gemara in Pesachim, which says, if you're allowed to be Podet, in general, it'll be Mutter to feed the dogs. So it kind of revolves around the pigeon, whether or not I can be Podet that. And then that kind of manifests itself, would you be able to feed it to dogs or not, would it be mutter, bahana, other ways. But then, the Tosfos and Pesachim, the difference was Kedushas Damim versus Kedushas Haguf. If it's a Kedushas Haguf, that the actual thing itself is Kadosh, so then it's Doraisa, right? So it's always going to be Asa for everything, i.e., Bava Kamma. But if it's just Kedushas Damim, not Kedushas Haguf, the Kedush isn't inherent in the thing in the same way, then it would be mutter, matir, all other hanos that aren't feeding it to dogs. So again, it seems like we have machlokas hasugyos. One of them sounds like you can't do anything with it. One of them sounds like you can do other things that aren't feeding to dogs, i.e. firewood. So either it's machlokas hasugyos or it's kedushas hadamim versus kedushas haguf. Fine. That was the first part of the sugya. Then we went to the second part of the sugya that, and discussed a little more about a b'chor psula mukdashim. The question is, who can eat a b'chor psula mukdashim? So we quoted it's machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says only Kohana Beis Hillel says any Jew can eat it. B'kumtzer Rabbi Akiva b'das Beis Hillel that even a non-Jew can partake in the suda. Even a non-Jew can come and eat. What's the makor? So the Bat says kasiv chayal. Fine, and that is where we left it. But then comes Tosos and says psula mukdashim depends. If it becomes mutter li yisrael through shechita, right? And you do proper shechita, anyone can feed it. But if it's also for Jews, it's also for everyone. And so Tosfos made a big jump. He said he wants to say, as long as there's mutter for goyim, you can do anything with it, right? So again, Tosfos' equation said mutter for Jews through shechita, mutter for goyim, mutter l'achil and l'klavim. That was what Tosfos understood the sugya. But comes the Rashba and says you can't feed it to your dogs, but everything else is fine, but you can't feed it to the dogs. So, again, according to Tosos, once I can't feed it to the goyim, I can't feed it to the dogs. And once I can't feed it to, but according to the Rashba, those two things aren't linked. Feeding it to goyim and feeding it to dogs are not the same thing. So according to Tosos, things make sense, right? Once I'm feeding, once I'm eating, okay, good. That's eating. Non-Jew, dog, either way. But according to the Rashba, would it be usher? Meaning, if it's not the same isser of feeding it to dogs equals feeding it to goyim, what then would be the isser of b'chor of feeding it to a goy, according to the Rashba? So comes the Minchas Chinuch and says, no. As what's the Isser was, originally there was an original Isser of Hektish. You couldn't eat this. This was Hektish. You can't do anything with it. So comes the Torah and was matir certain things, eating it. But whatever the Torah didn't chisel away, didn't say was mutter, is still Usser. So even though the Rashba is not saying that they have the same dinim of goyim equal dogs, even you still can't feed it to goyim because the Torah wasn't matir that specifically. The Torah matir to eat it. And so therefore, according to the Rashba, even though goyim do not equal dogs, you still can't feed it to a goy because the Torah was never matir it specifically. So again, just to recap, we seemingly said, had a machlokas asugya between Pesachim and Bava Kama. We said, it seems to be a stira, right? We quoted all those things in Pesachim about what the machlokas revolved around, davar ha-gorim l'mamon kimamon dami, or do we say, it's about whether or not it's mutter b'hanah or not, all those things about me'ilah, whether or not you're chayav to pay to eat. And so then we said, okay, so how do you understand that gemara in light of our gemara? It said everything is usher. Sorry, because the gemara over there says it's mutter for firewood. How do you understand firewood and usher for everything? So we said firewood. We said either according to us machlok zasugyos. We said it's a little difficult to understand. But then we said maybe it's done in kedushas dam versus kedushas aguf. Then we understood the Tosfos versus the Rashba about how you understand the Isser to eat, Isser to feed the dogs. Is the Isser to feed the dogs the exact same as Isser to eat or not? Tosfos thought it was, the Rashba thought it wasn't. But comes Minchas Chinuch and explains B'das HaRashba, the reason why a non-Jew can't eat it would be because the Torah was never matir explicitly. In order for something to get rid of the Chalos Isser, the Torah needed to come and say, this is Mutter Legamre. That was the first sugya. That was sugya number 31, Achilas Chavim. Fine. Then we spoke a little bit about the Isser Hana'a, B'Seyar V'Or, Shel Psula Hamukdashim. So it comes to Isis and says, why do I need the Xeris Hakasav of Shor Velo Adam? If any time the mace isn't yours, you're putter, right? Oh, if I may see it low, if it's not low, you're putter. And we know human bodies also about no. So Tosa suggests, maybe the difference is, maybe a mace is called yours. Why? Since you can use the hair. Seyar Isha Mutter, but Seyar Shor is Aser. So comes to us and says, nah. Seyar of Psula Mukdashin is actually mutter also, so therefore we have Seyar of a woman is mutter and Seyar of a shor is mutter. But comes the Shita Mekbetz is an Erechanos Gimel and says, no. Tosas Havmin is actually a good Havmin. There is a difference. Seyar of a woman is mutter, while Seyar of Psula Mukdashin is Aser. So again, this is going to touch on a lot of things we said. We said, Lo Sagos, the Isser Giza, is that Isser Giza on the actual shearing or not? So Tosus here saying that the hair is mutter bana, the hair of a woman is mutter bana, and the hair of the mukdashin is mutter bana, while according to the Shibin Tubetas, the seyar of a woman is mutter bana, but the seyar of an animal is aser bana. That's where we stand right now. Then we need to understand where Tosus understood that the seyar of an isha is mutter bana. So we said, we quote machlokas in the Erech and Dav Zayin between Rav and Rav Nachman, right? The Mishnah says it's aser bana, it's mutter bana. So the question is, how do you understand that? So comes Rava and says, when is it mutter b'hana? If a woman dies with a sheitel on, so you come, take off the sheitel, that's mutter b'hana. Aye, but if it be her hair, that would be ashli gamri. There's nothing to discuss there. And comes Rav Nachman and says, a cryptic statement. He says, zo misasa osarta. Right? So the question is, how do you understand Zo Mitzvah Osarta, and how does that manifest itself in the Matir B'Hana? So comes Rashi and says, since hair doesn't expire in the same way as everything else, therefore, even though she died, it's still Matir B'Hana. Goes to ask the Tosafot to understand Rabbi Nachman. Right? Zo Mitzvah Osarta, the Misa is what was Matir, it made it Aser. But here, hair is different. Even though she's Aser once she dies, the hair is Matir. That was the Tosafot understood it. But comes the Rashba in his Shehas Tshuvas and says, no, you misunderstood that. When you say Zo Mitzvah Osarta, why is this case different? Because she cut off her hair beforehand. Zo Mitzvah Osarta, she didn't have any hair when she died, and therefore it's Matir B'Hana. But in general, everyone agrees that Seyar of a woman would be Aser. It just happens to be that they cut off her hair beforehand. So Zo Mitzvah Osarta, just as an aside, we could have been Tam, could never understand this din, right? Because once it's Matir B'Hana, once there's Nigmar her din, so there's no difference between Mitzvah Osarta of a woman and of a animal, because they're the same thing. Rebbe just quoted interestingly about pacemakers and dead people. Good. So when it talks about Psalm Mukdash and Torah, this Torah wants to know, the Gemara wants to know, what about Dam? Right? Dam of Psalm Mukdash. Can you use it? So Torah says, Al Ha'aretz Tishpachenu Kamayim, you should spit on the floor. So the Gemara learns you can be Nene from the blood of Psalm Mukdashim. But the question is, what was the Havamin of the Gemara that I need to be Matir? So Bepashtis Hadavarim, the Gemara thought, that the same way Giza is Aser, so too blood is Aser, same way the hair is Aser, so the blood is Aser. But we said, Levishitas Tosos doesn't really sit so nicely. Why not? Because Tosos just told us that the Iser Giza, the hair is actually Mutter. So comes Tosos and says, what does it mean when the Gemara says that we learn out from Giza? Where do we learn it from? Milk. When the Pasuk says, Basar V'lo Chalav, that's teaching me milk. The Chefsa of milk is Aser. And now it's the Tosos instead. So, which wouldn't you? It would be very nice if Tosas is writing the Gemara, but that's not what the Gemara sounds like. The Gemara sounds like it said, Giza. So Tosas just says, don't worry about it, it's just quoting the beginning of the Pasuk. The Iker Limud comes from later. Fine. But there's a Yesh Befarshim in Tosas and Me'ila that says the Isser of Basar V'lo Chalav is not an Isser on the Chalav, it's an Isser on milking. And if you say that, so Tosas' whole Limud and Chulin about the Isser of blood coming from milk is wrong, because the Isser of milk is just an Isser on the Pa'ula, not on the Chefza. So he said, Tosus jumps on that and says, that Gemara and Chulin is against the Yesh Mefarshim. So first of all, but within the Yesh Mefarshim even, they also say that the Isser of Giza is on the shearing. So the question is, where did it come from? So we just quoted in Shear, maybe that since Isser Gozis is so Chomer, we quoted that the Isser for blood comes from that also. Still, but the problem is, again, we're mixing Pe'ulas and Cheftas again, right? Because saying the blood is Aser, and where do you know that from? We know the blood itself is Aser from the Pe'ula of shearing the animal, which is so Chomer. Again, not the nicest pshat, but a pshat that perhaps could come to defend the Yesh Mefarshim and Me'ila, right? Because again, Tosas didn't like it because he said it has to come from milk, and so he must hold that milk is Aser and that it's a din in the Chefta, not the Gav, not the Pe'ula. Then we said, the Isser Hana'ah. Oh, right, good. Just what is so chomer about Isser Giza? So again, as we quoted at the beginning, the Pasuk says, Lo Sagoz B'chor Sonecha, there's a real Isser Chomer of shearing. Right, it goes back. Ahadre Le'isura Kama, as we said, and it's not a new Isser of Psalm Mugdashim, it's actually back to the Isser of B'chor. And that's where the Isser comes from. And we just said, Rebbe quoted in Shear, a person who cooks for a Goy on Yom Tif, can he be an aid? Right, so we said, what's the Havamina? The Havamina is that you're not allowed to cook for a Goy. You can cook for Jews, but you can't cook for non-Jews. So we said, when a guy comes and cooks for Jews, is that back to the Chozer, to the Isser Kama, of not allowed to cook at all? And so we said, is that really an Adin Doraisa? Then we kind of just quoted Derech Agav, maybe the Isser Naba, or, right, how do you understand the skin of Suha Mekdash? Maybe that's why you need a Mesiyalo, because that's Aser Bana. And so we just said that we can't really conclude that Oro should not include in the mace, and we still haven't really found anything that drives the need for the Pasuk of Shor V'la'adam, because the Pasuk of Or wasn't necessarily so, the Gemara's about Or weren't so convincing that those are totally Aser B'Hana, because it was Mitame or not, fine. That was Sugya 32. Just to recap, right, good. Tosas wondered why I need the Pasuk of Shor V'la'adam, and then Maisi yellow. So Tosas says that maybe it's because you can get Hana from Ser Isha, but you can't get Hana from Seir Psalm Mukdashim. Tosa says that's not true. Really, you can't get Hana from Seir Tefillah. They're both mutar b'hana. Both of them are mutar b'hana. Comes to she's doing kibetz. Says no. Tosfos happening is right. Sayer isha is mutar. Sayer pesam gashmi dash aser. And the iser is on the chetza. Then we said the Rashbi disagrees and says you have to really understand Shitas Rav Nachman, right? Because Zomim Sasa started because he cut off the hair. Then you have to understand how that machlokas about cutting off hair manifests itself in the Isra of Dam, or the attempted Isra of Dam, whether or not that's an Isra of the Chefza, the Pula, or the Chefza, right? That would seem to be a machlokas. The Tosas had to re-understand what we were talking about there because he said we couldn't be talking about the hair, we must be talking about the milk. The Shmifarshim Ila who say that the Isra of milk isn't on the milk, it's on the milking, that would also be a problem. Tosa says, you're crazy, you can't do that. We said, no, fine, maybe it's actually on the Losagos, and so Chomer, as Tosa's Chuin quoted, back to Ahadra Isura Kama, and then just Tana Derech Aga, we quoted maybe the skin, but we didn't think that that was necessarily the most convincing pshat either, and that was kind of how we touched Sugya number 32. And the last Sugya of the day, and the last Sugya of the Bechina, is sugya number 33, Isra Hana'a be'eved ve'akum. So again, we're still knee-deep in this Tosfos about Shor v'lo Adam and Mesi Yelo, why I need both. So Tosfos says, so first, where do we know that in a Mesi is Aser Bana? Good place to start. So Torah says, it's learned out from Egla Arufa? Miriam, right, Miriam, but how we know what word over there? I think it's Shum Shum for Miriam. Fact check? Shum Shum for Miriam? Yeah. So Shum Shum for Miriam, not dead bodies are Aser Bana. But the question is, what about Miriam is the crux of the din? Is that she's a woman? Is it that she's a Jew? Is it that she lived in the Midbar? Is it that the Be'er was in her schus? Fine, a lot of things to discuss. We have to figure out what the Iker characteristics are of Miriam to understand whether or not, how to understand the Isra Hana of a dead body. So again, Tosus is still discussing. So Tosus says, we need in Kofar Yushas Alav, so is the Pter for Kofar of Jews who fell in, right? And then we needed Shor V'lo Adam, teaches the Pter of Goyim. Why? Because they're Mutar B'Hana. But that's why we need a pasuk of Shor V'lo Adam, that any Adam, even if they're mutar b'ana, and even if they're not covered by B'hameis Yelo or Kofir Yishas Olav, you're still pater. And then we have B'hameis Yelo, and you need to teach me Shor P'sula Mukdashim. And it needs to be an Anju. A Pater of Goyim, I need a special pasuk to teach me a Pater of Goyim. Why? Because non-Jews are really mutar b'ana according to Tosfos. That's what emerges from there. I need a special pasuk because non-Jews are mutar b'ana. Comes the Rashba and says, no. When you all these questions of Kofir Yishas Olav, Shor V'lo Adam, B'hameis Yelo, don't be so bothered by all these things. Why? He says, people are Aser Bana, hard stop. And it doesn't matter, Shalom. The Pasuk says, Shor V'lo Adam, period. That's what comes to exclude. But then, Tosfos assumed there's no payment outside of Kofar, but the Rashi says, not true. We need to be put there from Damim payments. And then, V'amis Yelo isn't talking about people. So again, according to Tosfos, we said, Kofar is just Allah, V'lo Adam is Jews. Shor V'lo Adam is non-Jews. Mesi Yelo is P'lam Mukdashim. But according to the Rashbam, Kofar Yishas Olav teaches the Pter for Kofar. Shor V'lo Adam teaches the Pter for Damim. But again, he's not bothered by all this non-Jew business, and he said he doesn't need that. And then Mesi Yelo is only talking about Shor P'sula Mukdash, not people. But what emerges from the Rashba is that you could say Goyim Aser Bana, right? Because he doesn't need Mesi Yelo, he's saying that's not a problem for him. And Shor V'lo Adam is teaching about the Pter Damim, and Kofar Yishas Olav is teaching the Pter Kofar. So again, according to the Rashba, all these things, he could say Goyim or Aser Bana. He doesn't need to say Goyim or Mutar Bana in order to teach me Shor V'lo Adam, because Shor V'lo Adam teaches me the Damim, the Pter of the Damim payment, as opposed to need to teach me non-Jews. So we said the Ramban himself, who's the Rashba's Rebbe, wasn't so sure about this idea, right? It comes up regarding eating human flesh. So the Rambam says that he starts talking about kosher and non-kosher, and he says, what's the Isser of eating a human being? Isn't this for kashrus? So he said, oh, wait a minute, Rambam, Kumsa Rambam says, why are you allowed to drink human milk if Kol Yosef Min Aser? Aser. If it's a din, prati, in the Hechsher, you shouldn't be allowed to drink human milk. So comes the Magen Mishnah and explains, no, it's just when there's an Isra Lo Saseh. When there's an Isra Saseh, we don't employ the same things. Comes the Grizz and says, what's pshat? So he says, how do you understand Kol Yosef Min Aser Aser? Is the din Kol Yosef Min Aser Aser a din that there's an iser to eat this camel? Now this din of drinking the camel milk is the Hainu Hach, it's the same iser. No, are you crazy? there's a separate din. The Torah is mechadish to us kol yomim yitzas aser aser, but it's not the same din, the same underlying din. So what's a good litmus test? Do you get malchus for drinking camel milk? If I eat a camel, I get malchus. Do I get malchus for drinking camel milk, though? According to Tosfos, yeah. Comes the Griz and points out, v'shem Rambam, you don't. Why? Because it's a totally separate aser. It's earned only when the Torah is mechadish to us that you get that it's aser, is it aser. And therefore, only when there's an iser losase do we say, kol yose min aser aser. But by Jews, by people, sorry, it's an iser losase, it's an iser ase, not an iser losase. Therefore, the Torah is not mechadish to us. And therefore, we don't need to say, kol yose min aser aser applies even to humans. That is how we explained Bedas HaRambam. But again, getting back to the story, the Ramban finished, that was just like within the Ramban. He started questioning the Ramban, we gave that beer. But then the Ramban comes and finishes and says, he doesn't know about the meat of a non-Jew. Right? Says that was all in Jews. But what about the meat of a non-Jew? He says there's an Isser Hana for Jews, and not an Isser Kashrus, according to the Ramban. But according to the Nan, he says, I don't know about non-Jews. Good. We need to understand a little bit more about the Isser Hana b'meis Akum, right? Because we seemingly had a machlokus in Tosfos and Rashba. Tosfos thought they were mutter about, no, that's when Yeshua Adam. The Rashba was free to say, it was awesome. So the Gemara B'choros and Dav Mem, hey, tell the story of Talmid Rabbi Shmuel. They're trying to learn how many bones were in a body, different inyanim, tuma, fine. And so they cracked open a dead body, and they started looking around in there. And so comes the Chazon Ish and says, the Gra in the Yoredeya tries to prove, like Tosfos, that they're really mutter b'hana, but doesn't bring this as a raya. So the question is, why didn't he bring this as a raya? Beautiful, say they were dealing with a non-Jew, and then it's wonderful. So comes the Chazon Ish and says, no, clearly the Gra didn't think this is a non-Jew. Aye, so what's the heter then to be poking around in this dead body? Because things which don't lead to monetary help aren't called hana. So Rebbe quoted in Jir a story of when his cleaning lady put the battery back in the clock. Is that called hana? According to his cousin Ish, would Rebbe be allowed to use that clock? Good. I'm just ashamed we should all be able to put those two things together. But back to Tosus. Tosus said Eved Kanaini and said Eved Akonel Yisrael. But what seemingly emerges from Tosfos is, what did Tosfos just compare an Eved Kanani to? Eved said, Eved Kanani and Eved Hakon El Yisrael. All of a sudden, Tosfos is calling an Eved Kanani a non-Jew. There are a lot of things that go into an Eved Kanani. You have to get a bris mila. Like he has kedushas, like he's chayv mitzvahs. So the question is an Eved Kanani fundamentally a non-Jew with some mitzvahs thrown on? Or is an Eved Kanani fundamentally a Jew? So we quoted a Tosfos. So the Ksos didn't think that was proud. He's like, there's no way we can say that a din in Eved Kanani is a non-Jew. So we have to understand the mechus of an Eved Kanani. So it comes to us in the Bava Kama and starts discussing why an Eved Kanani is posel edus. So Gemara knows it's true, but the question is why. So Tosfos comments, she should be posel from la me'isha, the same way a woman's posel, so to an Eved Kanani should be posel. So comes Tosfos and says, la only adds dinim, it doesn't detract. We kind of, what we fleshed out of Tosfos is that Tosfos is saying, baseline, he has no Kedushas Yisrael. There's just a Gezer Shav that comes and throws some mitzvos on top. We quote another Tosfos in Zvachim, which is still B'Shem Chaim, nothing to do with Eidos, it only has to do with mitzvos. And Rebbe wanted to pull out of that Eidos is not a din in lying, it's just a din in Gezer Sakasa, but Rebbe wanted to pull out that it's almost commonly Gara, that we're understanding the starting point. Eved Kanani to be a full-fledged Jew. So now, kind of within the same idea, we're gonna see about Chokas Ritva and Tosfos about how you understand the Tefillah Shniyah of an Eved Kanani. When you free an Eved Kanani, right, he has to take a Tefillah, jump in before you bring him in, and then after. So the question is, what's the nature of that second Tefillah? So according to Tosfos, so the Gemara says, what if you try to free a Shivcha Kananis and marry her at the same time, right? If Bilashon Shichrur, there is Lashon Kiddushin. Can you do that all in one fell swoop? Tosfos says, what happened to the Tefillah Shniyah? It must be. So Tosfos answers, it must be that she already went to the mikveh a second time. But what clearly emerges from there is that Tosfos is saying that Tefillah is Doraisa. When the Eved Kanani is freed, in order to become a full-fledged Jew, he has to go back to the mikveh. What does that mean? That means that he's not really a Jew, and therefore when he goes free, that's a real Geiris process. Comes Ritva and says, no, you misunderstood that Tefillah. The Tefillah is only Derabanan. So if you want to free him and marry him, her, him, it's fine. Because the tefillah is only derabanan, because he has kedushas Yisrael already. That would be the machlokas Tosfos, and that kind of boils back beautifully to what we were discussing. Is the baseline of an Eved Kanani deoraisa or derabanan? And so that is he Jew or not Jew? And so from this, it sounds like Machlok is Tosus and Ritva, and maybe Machlok is Tosus in about how you understand the din of an Eved Kanani. But back to our din, back to the those back to how to understand that Gemara. So he's saying it's not. It's when we talk about Eved Kanani, what are we talking about? We're saying it's a din in Mazik Shibudo Shel Chavero. That's really what is going on. But the problem is, we know Mazik Shibudo Shel Chavero is din Garmi. The question is, how do you understand Garmi? So we know according to the Ramban, Garmi is Deoraisa, but according to Tosos, Garmi is only Derabanan. So why do I need a Pasuk to tell me I'm Potter if I'm Mazik Shibudo Shel Chavero, which is how the Tosos understands Eved HaKonei LeYisrael, which is only a din Mazik of a Shibud, something I own. And therefore, if you say, why do I need a pasuk to tell me I'm pater? That was how we phrased the question. So we quoted a couple different, dinim. According to the Ramban, this question never gets off the ground, right? If you say garmi is d'oraisa, so obviously I need a pater. Garmi is d'oraisa, I need a pasuk to tell me I'm pater. But there are just different dinim within garmi. If an animal falls into my pit and ruins the water, so if it's because its smell is bad, but if because the animal's dirty, then you'd be chayef. So we kind of quoted that there's just a difference between the actual body and something separate. If it's Adam Hamazik, if Garmi is considered Adam Hamazik or not. So we kind of just said that we didn't really give such great tears for this, but Rebbe quoted that there's another Tosfos who says that something that's meshubit to you is almost as if you own it for real. That Shibud is more than just a din garmi, and therefore, if Shibud is more than a din garmi, so then there is room to say that you're chayav, that you need a pasuk to tell me I'm pater, because Shibud isn't just a din garmi, or you could say this Tosfos maybe holds garmi is deoraisa, a little more difficult, Tosfos doesn't specify that for us, or you could say Shibud is more than just a din derabanan, that it's more than just a din garmi, and therefore even Tosfos holds Shibud is garmi. There still is more to say that you could still say it's usser and you need a pasuk to be poter. And then we just kind of did a recap of the sugya's lemaisa really quickly, right? Jewish body is a problem of mace. Nivol mace comes from kfura, and that's only by Jews. In Eretz Yisrael, maybe we should say for the Ramban, right? Like the Ramban, we'd have problems of medical schools in Israel. Then we said we're dorish time of the kra, right? Which is how we learn that you're allowed, if you need to, you're allowed to push off the burial if it's for kavod mace, meaning you need the whatever, someone can fly in, it would be fine. If it's non-Jewish body, so then it's ranos. If you hold like Tosfos, it'd be mutar lagamrei. According to the Rashba and the Ramban, it'd be problematic. Or if you're on the Chazon Ish, studying information is not actually a problem. But still, maybe if you're going to make money afterwards, that would be a problem. And if, right. And you can't eat it. If anything, you can't eat Dvar Masurim, you can't do Schoro with. So maybe with Trefos, you can't do it. So you shouldn't be able to sell them either. That goes back to the Ramban and the Rambam. And then the Kohen. Kind of going, a Kohen going to this business, Rebbe Kor the Shachar, who says to be Machmir. So again, just to recap that sugya, first we have to understand the Pesukim, right? Because Tosfos is forced to say, Shor v'lo Adam teaches me the Ptor of non-Jews, because Hamitzio doesn't apply, because non-Jews are much Rabbanah. But the Rashba says, no, Shor v'lo Adam is teaching me the Ptor Damim, Kofir is all of it teaching me the Ptor Kofir, and then Vamisiyalo is teaching Ptulam Mukdash, I'm not talking about people at all. And so therefore, we said the Rashba could be open to saying it's Asar Bana, that a non-Jew Asar Bana, because he doesn't need those Ptulam teaching me about a non-Jew. We said the Ramban, who's the Rebbe of the Rashba, was unclear about this. Really, that led us to a sidetrack, like a little bit there, Agav, of how you understand meat of a dead body. Is it Asar Bana? Is it Asar because of Asar Bana? Is it Asar because of Kashrus? That led us into Kol Yotzei Mina Asar Asar, the Grizz's understanding of that Magid Mishnah. That was where we went next. But then we said, how do you understand Akum? We said, the Tamir Rabbi Shmuel, who were looking at the dead bodies, why was that Mutter? Either because of an Anjou, because he didn't like that, because the Gra didn't quote it. So maybe it was because he held that gleaning information is not called an Esr Hanah. Then we said, how do you understand Eved Kanani? Is an Eved Kanani fun, right? Because Tosfos seems to compare Eved HaKonei LeYisrael to an Eved Kanani. How do you understand Eved Kanani? Is it fundamentally a Jew, fundamentally a non-Jew, with some mitzvahs thrown on? Seemingly Machlokas and Tosfos, seemingly Machlokas and Tosfos and the Ritva, about how you understand The Tefillah Shnia, that was Megala to us, how they understood the Din of Kanani. Then he said, so how does the Ksos understand what the Isser is? The Isser is a Din Shibud. It's a Din that it's Meshubah to you, and therefore, if you're Meshubah, it's Asr behind, it's Asr to damage. So he said, why don't we need a Pasuk if it's only Din of the Garmi? So he said, maybe it's, according to the Ramban, the question of to get off the ground, because Garmi is Doraisa, and therefore, obviously, I need a Pasuk. But according to Tosfos, why would I need a Pasuk if it's only Garmi? So either because Shibud is not as Chamor, is more Chamor than Garmi, or because I need a Pasuk, because this Tosfos holds Garmi's Doraisa. We said we didn't love that because the Tosfos himself didn't quote that. And then we said, to finish up, whether or not, right, how you understand different men, Ephraimism, Jews, non-Jews, America, Israel, Israchila, Israhana, Dine Schora, Bit Trefos, which would be a problem. And that was how we finished 31, 32, and 33. Thank you all for coming. And Hatzlacha Rabbah on the Bechina Manyana.